This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWired.com, and I am at Ag Connect Expo. I'm actually in the AgCo Annex with Allison Bass. Allison, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, one of the things I want to specifically talk about is your Challenger brand. Mm-hmm. And your Challenger brand is one that targets more professional producers. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, we do target the 1,000-plus acre growers, professional producers, commercial growers, more corporate farms. And these are folks that really view it as a business decision versus a lifestyle. Our sister brand, Massey, sells to the rural lifestyle audience. But we really focus on production agriculture. And we've got a full line of equipment here, including the new MT600C, as well as the new MT595B, and some prototypical equipment that is what's to come next. And that would include the biomass baler display, as well as the electrogator from Rogator. And
let's talk about what are some of the newer technologies. I mean, you have I'm looking around at some of the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
How is it advanced? You know, compared to some of the other product lines that you?
Well, last year in February, we launched the 600C with E3 technology, which has.
I'm actually talking with Phil Jones with AgCo Corp. And Phil, you have a technology that you actually launched last year called E3, and this is a very unique technology to the industry. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, yeah, it is. We did launch it last year at the National Farm Machinery Show, and but it's still a very timely and topical issue because the whole industry is approaching what's known as Tier 4, right? So we have Tier 4 Interim and then Tier 4 Final, Tier 4 Interim coming in 2011. So the whole industry is concerned about that, including the farmer, and how are we going to do this? But how are we going to do this in a smart way? Our path, we believe, is the most farmer-friendly way. So farmers absolutely get it in terms of why this matters, but they're concerned. And their concern is that at every step of the way, they've had to make trade-offs in terms of power, performance, fuel efficiency, reliability, as it relates to things that we've done previously to achieve various tier standards in terms of emissions. So we call this compliance without compromise, and the reason we basically do that is we think this is the most farmer-friendly path, and we think this is the path ultimately to take us through 2014. And essentially, the big idea here is we relieve the engine via this technology called selective catalytic reduction. We've relieved the engine of the burden of having to worry about cleaning up exhaust gases. So essentially, all the engine has to do is worry about producing power efficiently, and then all the bad guys, particulate matter and nitrogen oxide, are treated up post-combustion in the exhaust system.
Now, I noticed that with this new E3 technology that your equipment can actually use biodiesel.
It can. And so that complements that effort.
Okay.
So whether it be petroleum-based or biodiesel, it's still the same benefit in terms of fuel efficiency and in terms of cleaning up the emissions.
Now, have you noticed that your European customers have adopted this technology quicker than your customers here in the United States?
Yeah, actually, that's right. I think that SCR technology has been more pervasive in Europe, and I think they've been under fuel prices, for one thing, have been higher in Europe vis-a-vis North America for quite some time. So they've been looking for solutions like this to achieve fuel efficiency improvement. And in fact, what we're seeing with our technology is improvement up to about 15% versus where we were versus the industry.
Wow. So now, is this E3 technology a technology that you then have put on every piece of equipment that you sell?
We started with our new row crop tractors that we launched in February, but we will expand it into combines, other tractor platforms, windrowers potentially, at various stages.
And as you expand it, it's available to customers all over the world.
Yes, it is.
Trader, and I am here with Dean Morrell with AgCorp. Dean, how are you?
Great.
We are standing in front of a very brand new prototype that you have, which is your big biomass baler. Dean, can you say that fast three times?
Big biomass baler, big biomass baler, and big biomass baler.
Ah, you're definitely onto something. So right now, your prototype here, you're testing corn or corn stover. Or what exactly is it being designed
for? Well, mainly what we're doing in that, so we designed a baler to be able to take the corn cobs and leaves coming right out of the combine delivering it direct into the baler, big baler, big square baler, and to make a 3x4 big bale.
So now you're doing this simultaneously to when they're harvesting, is that correct?
That's correct. We're the material, or mog, we call it mog, material other than grain, does not touch the ground at all.
Wow.
So it's carried from the combine direct into the baler, and then we bale it up, and we leave a 3x4 bale on the ground.
So how long have you actually been testing this prototype?
This is the first year that we've really done some intensive testing with it, 2009. Now we run some prototypes up around Emmitsburg, Iowa.
In conjunction with POET?
Yes.
Now, I think we should clarify for our readers who traditionally, you know, aren't exposed to ethanol, that one of the reasons that you have developed this prototype is to be able to pick up what you call the mog to be used to produce cellulosic ethanol. Is that correct?
That's correct. The bale that we produce is a 75% corn cob bale. And through the process, POET's in the middle of the process to be able to change one of their corn plants over to produce ethanol from the corn cob. And so that takes the corn right out of the mix of saying, gee, food for corn and all and that stuff. So now we're taking the corn residue, which is a corn cob, and they're making ethanol out of that. And they have to have this plant up and running in Emmitsburg, Iowa, by 2012.
So then, I guess we could hope then that that your big biomass baler is going to be available by 2012.
Well, we're hoping that, but we're still trying to do some testing and a few things like that. And they have several other ways that they're trying to put up the corn cob mix that they need, but we feel that we have a winning, I want to say, the solution to the problem, because we're able to have something that they can pick up and move and transport very easily with a 3x4 square bale, because we can stack it on the end of the field, we can then load it on trucks very easily, and then it's easy to handle at the plant.
Now, Europe does a lot more with biomass than we're currently doing today in the States. Have you seen an added interest in this piece of equipment from some of the Europeans that are here at the show?
Actually, we've here at the show, we've got a whole list of things that we can try the baler on. So, yes, we've had it. This has been a very good show for us, and that's it. We've had a lot of customers come in and say, wow, can it do grass seed straw? Can it do this? And, you know, and so... So it's opened up other avenues for us to try to be able to meet some demand, not only for biomass, but also for other crops too. So this has been a very good show for us to have a prototype unit here, and that's what the show was, is to, hey, manufacturers, bring some of your prototype units here and let the industry see what's going on in that. So that's helped us out quite a bit.
So are you fairly open then to working with some of these agricultural industries over in Europe or Africa or other areas to help develop this prototype? Or are you going to stay more focused on the United States for the short term?
Well, short term, we're mainly want to proving the concept out here in North America to make sure we can do what we say we can do here in North America. Once the concept is proven out, then we're opened up to go to different directions with it. Because we think it's a win-win situation. It's a one-pass harvest.
Right.
You know, you harvest your grain, you know, you collect your grain out of your combine, then they put the straw on the ground, they put the corn on it, corn cobs on the ground, and then they go back and pick it up later. Well, why not do it all in one pass?
Right.
That's what we're going through. Here's a one pass from the combine to the baler, then you got it all baled up.
So for those who aren't at the show, do you have information on your website where they can learn more about this prototype?
We have some information on the website, spec sheet on the website, some pictures on the website. I think we will have some information up on YouTube with the baler going. So those customers can look at it and be able to see the concept of what we're looking at. And probably one more thing I'd like to add, and that's that what we found out with the bale, coming out of the baler, that we have one of the operators that we run with this year also owns about 200 head of cattle. He said this made excellent cattle feed for his cattle, because he usually went in and shredded, you know, corn up and that, and so there's a lot of sorting, and he said his cattle really liked this mug mixed bale.
Okay.
And he said there's a lot of less waste to it, and they really liked it. So it's another avenue to really look into and grow.
Well, wonderful. So Allison, you know, we are here at an international show.
Mm-hmm.
How has this show been for AECO and the Challenger brand and even your Massey Ferguson brand?
I think it's been a terrific show. Obviously, it's the first year, so there's a lot more growth potential, but we've had some great crowds and a lot of great questions. Very international crowd. I've seen people from Uruguay and Malaysia and Nigeria and Venezuela today. So it's been a pleasure getting to know people from all over the globe.
And I think it's important that they understand that you have different brands and product lines specifically for the type of farmer that they are. So you have equipment for large producers, you have equipment for rural and smaller farms.
Correct.
So no matter where they are in the world, you're going to have a piece of equipment that will be applicable for them.
Yes.
That's the idea. We are your agriculture company for a reason. We try to provide all of those solutions out there that would be in high demand.
Well, wonderful. And I say I personally will be watching to see how the big biomass baler is coming along.
Okay.